We were over on page 194. We had just gotten done with Wart saying clearly what we all knew, and we beat it up, that he much preferred the geese to the ant. And now finally we're going to get rid of Uther. You know, Arthur's had all this education, and so we're going to have an opportunity for Arthur to do what we've been waiting for the whole book, to pull the sword from the stone. King Pellinore has some uses. He does report that Uther is dead. And the curious thing, again, how are we tying this together on the middle of page 195, is that Uther the Conqueror, so he's not referred to as Uther Pendragon, but Uther the Conqueror, so obviously we're supposed to be tying him together here with William the Conqueror, even by the dates. Ruled for a long time. He's got a tough old guy, ruled from 1066 to 1216. And at least under old math, that's a long time. He has no heirs, no heirs that people know of. Of course, Arthur is going to be an heir, but people evidently don't really know Arthur exists. And Pellinore has more news. And generally, the legend is that there is this sword in the stone left there, but it says clearly in White's version that it appeared. And so Merlin has caused this to happen. When we see the movie Excalibur, in Excalibur, just before Uther is killed, he rams the sword into a stone because he doesn't want anybody else to have it. And so magically, and this gets all together with this kind of life and earth and Mother Earth symbolism that returning to the core of existence. But anyway, a sword has appeared about two-thirds of the way down in 196. Well, there has appeared a sort of sword in a stone in sort of a church, whatever that is. What is sort of a church? And he explains there's an anvil with a sword through, and the sword's all the way through the anvil into the stone. He says clearly on the bottom of 196, the sword, said King Pellinore, who's always a little confused, so we expect it to take a page for him to get this straight, is stuck through an anvil which stands on a stone. It goes right through the anvil and into the stone. The anvil is stuck to the stone and stands outside of a church. And he takes another page to explain that there's stuff written on the sword in gold, one of our good colors, of course, in folk material. And what does it say about 20 lines from the bottom of 197? Whoso pulleth out this sword of this stone and anvil is rightwise king born of all England. It's even hard to read.